Nothing moved in the gloom. Jack settled himself and listened to the night, his heightened senses straining for the slightest noise. There. It was the softest of sounds, but it was enough. Jack didn't bother to look back, knowing that was JB just doing his part. And so was he. Keeping his .357 at his side, Jack tiptoed toward his prey, as silent as stalking death. With the shooting done now, there was only Jack and his soon-to-be victims. Edging to the next corner of the former building, he listened again and heard more this time. He hauled back on the hammer of his gun with the thumb of his hand, brought the weapon around to grasp it in both his hands and rounded the corner, ready to blast them into hell. As expected, when they looked up and saw his face, there was a moment of shock at his stark white hair, pale skin, and burning red eyes. He'd surprised a pair of the intruders, one old and the other young. Before the enemy had time to react, Jack put a bullet into the old man, then followed through on the younger while he was still gaping at the albino apparition that had just appeared. Jack started to squeeze the trigger of his Colt Python when his attention was caught by something else shambling out of the darkness behind the two men. As soon as he saw it, Jack moved his gun a fraction to point between the two. He pulled the trigger.
Sticky!
The snap-aimed shot only grazed the mutie's arm as it headed for the younger man. The older man pointed his sawed-off double-barreled shotgun at the new threat. A cloud of pellets ripped into the mutie's side, but it didn't stop its advance for an instant. As the younger man was bringing his rifle into play, the sticky barreled into him. As soon as they both hit the ground, the mutie slapped its hand over the young man's face and pulled his head back. The young man's vertebrae cracked at an impossible angle. It was just as well, too, since what happened next would also have killed him, just more agonizingly slowly. The sticky pulled its hand away from the man's face. Blood sprayed from his ruined head as the sticky twisted the bloody skull 90 degrees to the left. The mutie raised its head at the other two men. As Jack corrected his aim, he noticed that the sticky was wearing a black nylon collar with a small box around its neck. But Jack tossed that thought aside and finished aiming. The slug hit the sticky right in the nose. It toppled over, dead. The older man turned back to find himself staring down the barrel of Jack's gun. The empty shotgun less than useless in his hands, the man raised his arms, letting the weapon fall to the ground.
Come on, kid. You can't chill me after we both faced that.
Shut your mouth.
Please. I don't have another blaster. Just let me go, and I'll get back where I came from.
I say it. Shut your mouth, fucker.
Jack hesitated for a second, considering whether he should take the man prisoner so they could find out what was going on around here. He made up his mind, the muzzle centering on the man's forehead.
Get on your knees.
The man collapsed to the ground.
Black dust. No.
Shut the fuck up.
Jack stepped out from the wall, then caught a flicker of movement to his left as a shadow dropped over him.
Ha!
Whirling, he was bringing the gun around when he saw a strange pattern appear in his vision, an oval of fine cross-hatching right in front of him. The rifle butt smacked into his forehead above the right eye, laying him out full length on the ground, the pistol flying from his grasp.
Runty little fucker, ain't he?
Son of a bitch got the drop on Larson and me for a sticky jump, just tore his face off. Larson told me there's another one that away, a woman. Let's grab her too. Now that we got her kin, she'll deal.
The last thing Jack saw was the grizzled man standing over him, holding his own Colt Python in his hand, before everything swirled and faded around him.